Yeah. Have you ever seen it?
This is just the intro, and we're talking over it. It's okay.
Is it really loud?
For me, it's like brain smashing loud.
About that. I ate some.
Hello, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is Stephanie.
This is Ryan.
And this is Misty.
And we're all around this table like it's crazy over here.
And this is episode 97.
90. Oh no! Come on now.
He started it. 97.
Are we gonna have to separate you, Ryan? You're gonna have to sit over here. Do you want to kiss me?
No.
Ew. I didn't think so. Be a good boy and good girl.
I'm completely innocent. I was just sitting here.
Right.
I wasn't doing anything.
She's like, I want to sit on him on the floor.
So did his awesome, beautiful lips just attract yours to him?
I just turned like those little, and it was right there.
Those little magnetic bears at Hallmark.
They're doing what we kept saying that you two would do.
I know, right?
And then they turn into like Christmas ones during Christmas. They get all snowy and it's reindeer and Santa. Right.
So this is episode 97, right?
97.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
We're white.
Yeah, but I'm Puerto Rican. Shut up. I'm Puerto Rican.
So, what do we have to talk about today? Herb made awesome dinner.
Did I?
It was delicious.
It was very good
and surprising.
Steffi washed the dishes for us.
Okay, Mom.
Yeah, because she's obsessed.
That's awesome. My job at home.
Yeah,
at home.
I'm the house husband usually. So if anybody wants spaghetti and twice baked potatoes, come over to our apartment.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
It will be the bomb. I promise. We also made Miis tonight. Miis are the character avatars that you make on your Wii that look like you.
I couldn't make mine fatter.
I needed to make mine fatter too.
No, this should just have like.
It would have been so much cuter if it was like so fat it could like roll around.
You should just type in a weight.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. You remember those?
Yes.
Since
little bastards wouldn't fall down.
I know. And then people started swallowing them. Little kids would swallow them and they were dying. That's why they had to stop making them. But now they make them really big.
They're like this big now.
Yeah, right. But the ones we had.
Spells.
Dude, just like gay guys take like fists up their ass. It's the same way. Weebles get bigger at the base and gay guys like that. Yeah. So yeah, Miis are cool. And if you look up Electronic Gaming Monthly, EGM Magazine, they have like celebrity Miis that they made.
Nerd
and they
alert.
Really look like Danny DeVito and whoever else they have in there. Like there's one with Angelina Jolie and her lips are like this big. And they have like Macy Gray and her hair is like bigger than the whole character, you know?
Do you like Macy Gray?
I try to say goodbye.
No, I'm just asking.
I like her every now and then.
It's okay.
I'd smoke out.
She sounds like, yeah.
I would probably punk her again because she already got punked and she was pissed.
She got punked?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it was funny.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was in charge of some like children's center where they said they had asbestos and some chemical poisoning and they it was supposed to be like the new children's center and she's like, what the hell? And
they
charged her with fake parents came up and were like, you're putting our children in a chemically, you know, a chemical impound and
shut
up. She's like, I didn't do shit, nigga.
I thought the best one was Justin Timberlake when he was about to cry.
I mean, what a point.
When they told him they were going to give him like $2 for his rims, and he's like, but they're $36,000 a piece. And
cry
like,
me a river,
taxes.
Bitch.
Oh, the one where they like took everything, and he's just like sitting outside.
And they
like,
go,
oh my God.
They're like, is that your cell phone? He's like, mm.
I remember watching it because he's like texting people and talking to people. I was like, somebody take the cell phone.
Cry me a river, bitch.
His foundation.
I don't know how to foundation.
Like, where's foundation? Like, makeup.
Well, they all wear makeup.
Yeah,
all
but he won't, like, go get the mail without putting it on.
He wants to be pretty.
Move back.
That's pathetic.
He as should, far as he wants to.
If he's just right. Not as fine as, like, an individual.
Where
like
do you need
myself,
to move it to?
About right here.
I can go get the mail without having to put on any kind of.
Okay, hold on for a second. Let's put it on pause.
Yeah.
Oh, Ricky.
And we're back.
We had an intermission and microphone.
And everyone promises to concentrate all in the same conversation, right?
And Misty's getting down and dirty.
I need a verbal yes from everyone.
On the floor.
Yeah.
Stephanie.
I'm completely focused.
Ryan.
I have ADD. Like, it's real bad.
I'll do my best, though.
I'll keep them quiet.
Dude, I have some Ritalin.
That's a yes for me.
Fuck that shit.
And I don't have to say yes because it's my show.
See, real Misty's get down on the flow. She's down.
Oh! Down, should we talk? I know we didn't talk about it on the last show, but should we talk about old age? Because, what is
that?
What
is that?
Is that me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
It was me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that shit's already done.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll tell you guys all fair because it's something I need to tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, about the foul monkeys drama that's going on.
You can hear everything.
He had too much spaghetti.
Yeah, he's had too many carbs.
Those are probably gonna fall out.
I put some wine in it.
They don't move much.
No, they just weren't plugged in at all.
Yeah, but neither of these.
Because they are going to fall out real easy.
No, they don't.
It doesn't look like it is.
Wow, everybody needs to know about our ghetto connections.
Don't worry, we can edit those out.
It is so ghetto, you guys. You just don't know.
I think it's real fancy.
We
I mean, no, the equipment is fancy.
The connection.
The people are ghetto. No, you can't have everything wireless because, dude, then you end up replacing 20 batteries every 6 months. You know,
well, that's not necessarily wireless, but this could cause a fire hazard.
So could your mom, but I'm not complaining.
You should see my bedroom.
She's a redhead for a reason.
Oh, snap.
I practically have, like, surge protectors plugged into surge protectors.
Yeah.
I'm one step away.
I didn't think I did all that.
Yeah, there you go. Now,
Hey, did you run into it?
Fantastic.
Ricky ran into the microphone.
Shabam.
Sorry.
Oh, that's
what were you saying about surge protectors?
Oh, it's fire hazard. I have a lot of them.
Me too.
Practically plugged into other ones.
Did you see that wall over there where everything's plugged into it?
Yeah. Daisy chain or behind surge protectors.
It's crazy.
It's because they don't make houses with enough fucking plugs. Electrical outlets. Because
they don't want the kids to die.
Wow, Missy brought out the first F word tonight.
Fucking.
Woo, F bomb.
Oh.
Fuck.
So speaking of fire hazards, I would like to talk about Cornyware because I'm Martha Stewart.
Oh my god.
And
this is going to be like the nerdiest podcast ever. Today Cornyware. I'm cooking with herbs.
Today on Italian Herbs. Cornyware, if you don't know what it is or if you don't cook, Ricky... is awesome. You can put a nuclear bomb underneath a Cornyware dish and it will not explode. Or it will, but it won't go out of it. It's amazing. You can heat it up and cool it down instantly and it will not crack.
I have Mexican day laborers make my food.
With Cornyware, dude. It's amazing.
I don't know if they use Cornyware. I don't know what the fuck they do. But
they use burrito-ware.
I can't remember it now, so don't ask me to tell you. But online you can find how Cornyware is made white.
It's like stoneware or something. Wait, what's the real
color?
It's
glass.
Oh, is it?
But
oh,
they do something to it and it turns white.
That's cool.
Can someone hand me my phone?
Yeah, enough interruptions.
So I can turn it off.
Podcast host.
Sorry.
Podcast superstar.
So Cornyware's amazing. You should cook with it if you don't. It's really expensive, but you can... put it in the microwave, and it's, you know, not a pan or anything else flammable.
You already turned me off to it.
You can hit people with it. It's fucking heavy, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you could bash. Like,
you could, like, store your drugs in it, and nobody can smell the shit.
It's actually worth the price, though.
Yeah, because it lasts. I mean, my mom has Cornyware from when she was a teenager, and she's 52.
They had glass then?
Yeah.
Oh.
They had vagina, too. Oh. That's how I'm here.
Vagina.
But I don't know about lighted dildos, though. That's
an appropriate subject on a gay podcast. Well,
what, vagina?
Actually, we're kind of minority here today.
Oh, suckers.
Actually, it's kind of even. There's two straight, two gay, and one in the middle.
Oh.
On the flow.
Really? Misty, I didn't know that. Please tell our listeners about that.
For Shizzle?
I am bisexual, but everybody tries to argue with me to tell me that there's no such thing, that you're just confused and all this crap.
There's no such thing
for men. But why can't somebody just love someone for who they are?
Dude, I think in general, for most people, it's a phase, but for most people, Apple's have the best computer in the world. So for some people, people do stay bisexual, and that's...
Hold on.
Yeah, it works.
Well, I've actually had to defend myself for... Mm-hmm. Probably about 10 years now.
Yeah, for some people, they stay that way, and that's who you are.
Well, it was a phase.
I was,
yeah, for other people, it's a phase.
I know.
I was bisexual for a year because that made it easier for my parents to accept that I like boys.
Yeah, you take it in stages.
And then, like, a year later, I was like, oh, no, I'm gay now. And they're like, wait, what?
No, I think my parents would have preferred me to be gay over the bisexual. That just freaks me out.
That's funny.
I am. I mean,
Ryan, that's cool. Does your mom want you to be gay?
Probably.
No pregnancies, Ryan. You hear me?
It's always tighter in the butt.
Yeah, but girls have butts too.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
No butt for me.
No butt sex?
No.
Actually, I'm curious why some straight guys are so into anal sex.
Because like, it feels good.
I know, but some of them are just like, you know, fuck the vagina. I don't want the ass.
Oh, you mean doing the ass.
It's yeah. Like,
because it's tight and it's like some kind of dominant thing.
Well, and it's a curiosity for the same sex.
And they're like, no. She's talking about guys fucking a girl.
I know,
ass.
But for guys, there only is an ass. So I think a lot of straight guys are curious.
I think
that.
Women need to stick their fingers up their boyfriend's asses.
I can say it.
Well, I was waiting. I don't want to interrupt. So I have a question.
Slam your fist down.
And I actually meant to ask you this a couple shows ago.
Is this about gay people?
No, it's about the. It totally ties in.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I dated this guy, right? And he had a thing for just everything with asses, like digits, you know,
like,
whatever.
Like big butts.
Continuing trying to coerce me into it. So I was wondering if maybe there was a. And he was very, very homophobic. Like, extremely homophobic.
Like, to an unnecessary sense. Like, dude, that sentence didn't have to have a gay slur in it because there's no gay people around here, but he said it anyway.
Yes. Yeah. And he, like, oh,
are
I
you
told
talking
about
Garrett?
The show. No, I'm talking about Garrett.
Like, because Garrett. Probably
Garrett loves
like,
loves butt sex, just so you know.
For
Garrett,
real?
Garrett,
does.
Like, is
he
really.
Does.
Every chick he trick goes out with, he tries.
He does not succeed with every chick.
Dude, on the first date?
He probably succeeded.
Well, I don't know about
hey, baby,
first,
you
want to
spread
around,
that cornhole?
But,
that would have to
you know.
Be.
Ryan, did he succeed with you?
No.
On your first date?
No.
Okay.
Back in middle school?
No, this is a
so, did you want a tip on how to make it easier?
You were drunk.
Is that what you're asking?
No, I just wanted to know if, like, he was this is the question.
Dude, I think
what is Ricky the gay doctor? Dr. Gay.
Hi, welcome to my show.
Like she asked,
I'm the gay doctor.
You know, what
Dr. Fruit.
And
well, because there's there
call
has to
the
be
gay doctor.
She's kind of saying what I was kind of wondering. There's there's the curiosity because it's tighter and it's kind of the sinful place.
It's
but
taboo,
then there's
you know?
The overt curiosity where it's just way too much.
Or where it's so much
I don't
gone
think,
beyond curiosity.
I think
you've
if he
there.
Tries to reach around and jerk you yeah. off, then there's a problem.
The rusty trombone.
Where's the strap-on, honey?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. I don't think it makes them gay. But, like, some straight guys feel like if their girlfriend or whatever touches their butt, like, they're like...
I'm gay.
Right. But I'm telling you, like, if a gay guy just had, like, a finger just rub his butthole, like, while he's coming, he'll love it.
The extreme homophobia. Like, extreme homophobia.
Well, then he's retarded and he needs to go to hell.
He probably will.
Like, go to hell right now.
Oh,
die
yeah,
now.
Like, yeah. Like, go to hell and die.
Like, follow the Olympic road now.
I'm down with you.
Like, Jerry Falwell. Oh.
Aww.
Oh, well, okay, I was going to say, some people, I think, you know, some people like what they like, some people are curious and like things they don't want to admit, some people want to try things to see if it'll open up an interest in something, some people, once they've done it several times, still like it, but still don't admit other things. I mean, I find are very confused. There aren't a whole lot of people who really know hey, I'm gay or hey, I'm straight. Because there's always fucking exceptions. And if it isn't with their orientation, it's with their drug use or with their, you know, parent relationships or with their fashion. I mean, people are so unwilling to admit so many things about themselves. And I think generally that's the people who don't like our show or the ones who don't want to hear it like it is or the real dirty, funny, ridiculous stuff. Because, you guys are acting like kids. And it's like, dude, who fucking cares? Just because Ricky's 30 doesn't mean I don't get along with him and I'm 21. You know?
He's not 30 yet.
I'm 29.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't round off.
I thought you were 28.
Aww.
I thought you were like 25.
Smooth.
I know, right?
What's
like,
when he puts a hat on,
it's like, bam, 24.
What's today, the 30th?
30th. Yeah.
So in 32 days, I'll be 28.
I'll be 22.
Ooh. I'm not doing the math. I'm 22.
I just wanted to say that we always called my sister the butthole baby. And that we always made her get the toilet paper when we're out. I love you, Teresa.
Has anyone here seen, what is it called? Dirty Shame or Dirty Shame?
Yes.
Like Johnny Knoxville?
Yeah.
I heard it's funny.
Have you seen the virgin one or the...
I've seen the one that had Johnny Knoxville and... What's your face?
I know, but there's two versions.
There's like X-rated.
There's the nudie. There's the neuter version, and then there's the like full on version.
No, I guess I've seen the neuter version.
Did you get it at Blockbuster or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you have to see the real one.
Really?
It's awesome. What do you think the grossest fetish
honestly,
on there was?
The guy who liked dirt.
Yes, he was gross.
I could handle like all of them, but the guy who liked it.
What about the ones that like to throw up on each other?
It's gross.
The Roman candles.
I wouldn't do it.
Or the sloshers.
If somebody came up to me and asked me that, I'd be like, no.
Dude, I think the sleep apnea machine is far enough for me.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's weird.
People have sex with sleep apnea machines.
But yeah, guys online will post pictures like, "Hey, this is me and my sleep apnea machine," and there's no penis and no ass. There's no nothing. It's just, hey, look at me, sleep me.
I'm like,
or fuck me while I choke in my sleep, basically.
Yeah, I was just saying, are you proud of the fact that if you don't have the machine on and you breathe, you're gonna die at night? I mean, because basically, it could happen.
That's disturbing because my dad wears a sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So does my mom. I don't
think
you're sexy either way, so it's okay.
I don't know what that is.
It's where like, you stop breathing.
Yeah, well, I know what sleep apnea is, but I don't know what sleep apnea
it's
machine
a
is.
It's a mask, and it keeps
it's
your
like
airways
a breathing
open.
Machine, like the old people wear.
Does it,
tanks,
it like
you know?
Presses your nose? What does it do? It opens up your nose nostrils.
Does it make
y'all
like Darth Vader and shit?
Kind of.
Yeah.
You look like
him. Oh, man.
When my dad actually, his face had to kind of like puff in to get used to wearing it. Because when he first started wearing it, it, like, really hurt.
The force is strong on that one.
And then you don't get, like, actually a good night's sleep, so you're kind of bitchy. Oh, yeah. So what else? We have five people here, and we should not have a quiet time.
Well, I was telling Ryan I can talk like Yoda, because he was talking like Darth Vader. Or he was asking if the sleep apnea machine makes you look like Darth
Hell
Vader.
Hell yeah.
So I can talk like Yoda, but you have to give me something to say. And then I'll say it backwards like Yoda. Give me something.
Fuck me in my sleep apnea machine.
Fuck me, you must, in sleep apnea machine. Crack cocaine, you must smoke while fucking me.
It's bad. It sounds bad with the echo, actually.
Yeah, kids, if you do meth, that's what you'll look like, is Yoda.
It's Yoda, yeah.
Don't do meth.
And talk like this, you will.
I found a webpage once that, I need to look for it again, that actually had...
Faces of meth?
Yeah, but it was like a morphing thing, and it was like...
It would take your face and put it into what you would look like if you did meth?
That would be awesome.
No, it was people who were actual meth users. And it was like, it was people who were actual meth users.
Oh, okay.
And it had like before the meth and then because most
Do you
of
like
them
Jenny
get
Craig?
Arrested.
I want to know what I'm going to look like skinny with sores all over my face.
Like yeah, slim fast? Right?
And no teeth. And I'm giving blowjobs for $5 to get my bag.
Like, what's his name?
Who?
Bob Saget. Bob Saget is actually really funny outside of full. Like, dude, I was going to talk
Hell
about
yeah,
that actually.
He came here in concert.
Like,
you know.
I don't know if anybody
he's
knows.
He's really vulgar, though.
Yeah, he is.
So
yeah,
you,
like the
you
guy on America's Funniest Home Video?
Yes. Yeah. You have in Full House.
Before America's Funniest Home Video, he was like a real nasty, like Richard Pryor shit. And basically,
Richard Pryor's pretty timid compared to.
Oh,
well,
that's
like,
true.
I'll talk about
Richard Pryor's like fuck every 3 seconds.
Yeah,
like, oh, motherfucker.
I mean, he cusses a lot, but like
footsie with the table.
He's very Bob Saget's more like dirty.
Yeah, sure. I mean?
Like,
but like Full House was basically kind of like a practical joke. On, I mean, I saw like a thing on Bob Saget, and he was like, "Well, basically, I did raunchy stuff for years, and I was like, you know, think I can't be clean and shit? You think I can't be still funny and not say fuck and ass and cunt? Watch me!" And then he made Full House, and it was like the fucking, you know, purest of the pure, like corny ass joke.
Yeah, and those ugly ass alien twins on it.
And it's like, you know, for all the people that knew how he was before that, that's why Full House was so fucking hilarious. Because like watching it as a kid, I thought, you know, it was corny, and
that's
it was like
how
whatever.
You thought white people acted,
right? But once you know like how Bob Saget can be, it's like, dude, Full House is hilarious because it's so like he's trying to be so good, and it's, you know, underneath it's like, you know, Carrot Top. So I like Carrot Top.
I like Carrot Top. He's hot.
Carrot Top's great.
He is hot.
He was on.
Have you seen him without
redheads.
His shirt?
No.
He was on Reno 911.
I can't get past
his
face.
Yeah, he was like shooting up the hotel and stuff.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Throwing shit out the window.
Oh, his face.
He's actually, he looks good.
He looks like that Simply Red guy. The one who's like.
Simply Red. <remember that? laughs> I loved him. My dad really liked him
too. Keep holding on.
Hey, that's a pretty good version.
So earlier.
What is up?
Herb, you called me at my house.
Yeah.
And
I was like, Mr. Yo, on the floor.
Yeah, I'm sure you noted like a minute or so into the conversation, I kind of giggled.
Like, he?
Yeah, and then I was like, I'm fighting off a dog. You want to know what happened in like those 10 seconds that I giggled?
Does it have to do with anal sex?
No.
Darn.
And he doesn't.
Damn it.
The dog jumped on the bed, and as she jumped on the bed, the bed broke.
Water bed?
No.
Oh,
it's a regular bed. And then she like kind of fell on me and I slid off the bed.
Damn. Like the legs under it broke or what?
Yeah, like the little frame thing.
How big is this dog?
Bed issues.
You need to try
it. Third
story
I've heard.
What?
It's like the third bed story I've heard related to you like falling off.
Bedtime
of it.
Story or bed story?
Okay. What were the other ones?
My pulled out couch.
That's our other topic, Misty bed stories.
Oh yeah, that was pretty funny.
I didn't fall off of it.
You
I
didn't
fell
see
into
it though.
It
was
oh, did it fold on you or something?
Almost.
Like a sleeping number bed, like.
It like. Went like this, and I was like, right here.
She was kind of leaning onto the actual couch back part of the couch, and the bed part was out,
and then
like I got off, and she was still leaning against it.
Oh my!
And I got
God.
Up too quickly, and then it went, ooh.
And then it turned into like a contour pillow.
Yeah,
like
she, hospital bed. Misty almost became part of Steffi's couch, and she would have came out and been like, "Where'd Misty go? Like, she fucking left."
That was
she was pissed. She was like,
bitch.
"I fucking didn't win a Scrabble. I'm getting the fuck out of here."
I love Scrabble.
Abandoned her in my couch.
Dude, see, that happens to me, but I don't get stuck. I, like, fall into it, and it pulls up, and I...
She would have wanted me to live on, you know, and tell her story.
So what was the third one?
To everyone on the internet.
I want to know now.
I don't remember. You slid off of something.
It was probably the first time I
Crisco.
Smoked pot. Or no, the first time I got really, really,
this was
really
recently.
Like, stoned.
Like, I was talking to you on the computer, and you're like, oh, I just slid off something. I don't know what it was.
Okay.
It was Crisco. We were talking about Crisco on the last episode because.
Don't
ruin it. Wait, what? Oh. Well, gay sex and Crisco go together, apparently.
Oh, that's
well, interesting. Well, fisting and Crisco.
Oh. Yeah.
That's.
Wait, was I on the last show?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
You don't
the last
listen.
Show that you were on, you're on.
Yeah.
Ryan doesn't listen to the show.
No, I just
he
haven't been on
too.
on the site recently.
Oh, really? What was our big news yesterday?
I don't know. I haven't been on the site recently.
What was about the time before that?
The trip.
I don't know.
That was yesterday.
The trip was
last
yesterday?
Time I was on the show, or last time I was on
no,
the website.
No, we have a newer one, but there was
the show
the trip
before the
that.
Last show.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was news on the website.
So I have a question for the listeners. For people that we have on the show that don't listen to the show, do they deserve to be on the show?
Ooh.
Oh. Well, I guess I'm out then.
Call us or email us.
See, but if I don't edit the show, why would I listen
to
the show?
Oh, you're
going to
learn. You're going
to. When I edit it, then I'll have to listen to it. But otherwise, it's like, dude, I'm not going to listen to myself talk. I just talked.
Yeah, I was editing the show yesterday while he was in the kitchen. And every time I said something on the show, he was like, what?
Yeah, because I thought it was.
He thought it was me talking to him.
His speakers are so
awesome.
His speakers are so lifelike.
No, but Ryan just listened. Because we were on IM that one time, and he was like ahead of me or behind me or something.
Was he on the show?
Yeah, we were
actually.
That's the only time he listens.
He just posted it
three
yesterday.
Of us were listening to the
and
same episode.
You didn't
episode
let me know that you
at
posted
three
it.
Different points while talking on IM.
Oh.
So one of us would be like, oh,
I didn't know
there.
I didn't know y'all
blah,
recorded
blah, blah.
Another show because I wasn't involved in another show.
I'm going to have a heart attack.
Why?
The wires of the talking.
Both. No, what was I going to say? I was going to say something about
bunnies and sex.
Crack cocaine.
No, our 100th show.
Ooh,
Jimi Hendrix.
People should call us and leave us messages about the 100th show.
Yeah, dude. CN equals 100.
Yes.
If we're on the show, can we call and leave messages?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. We all have to leave at least one. Cause
okay,
we'll
Steffi
be like,
is raising her hand like she's in school just
I know.
To talk.
I don't want to talk.
Well,
it's
you
so
are
going to
be a teacher.
Because then I get the look of death from Ricky.
Why?
Don't talk about us.
It's the creepiest face I've ever seen you.
We're trying.
Do it again. Do it again. No, the creepy face.
That was it.
Yeah, that was it.
I have a microphone. Well, it's
a lot more intense over here.
Yeah, it is.
It's all shadowy
it's
over here.
It's a little different.
It's the dark
over
side.
Here.
The Darth Vader side.
Yeah. He looks over here and he's in the shadows. It's scary.
So, speaking of shadows and light, Wilson Phillips recently made its way back into Ricky's computer. Oh. I used to listen to them when I was like three, and my sisters like taught me the songs, and I was like, release me on tape, you know. And
oh,
it was cool.
Sorry,
I remember tapes.
Sing like your them. Sudan friend from Walmart.
Oh shit. So I used to work at Walmart in Phoenix with this guy Peter the African from Sudan. I was like, dude, are you sure your name's Peter? It's not like Mustafa, you know, like. But then they changed it to Peter when he came on Ellis Island, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, his actual name, his middle name is like, it's something really cool.
That's
it
nice.
Was like a really cool name. It was like Maynard or something. I don't know. But his first name is actually Peter. And his last name is something very normal, too. It was like Phillips or Roberts or something. But he loves to sing and he loves to dance. And he's a really cool guy, but he has a very thick Sudanian accent. So. He's
Sudanese,
yeah. So he sings, you know, it's like William Hun, except not retarded. It's like, you know, Songs of the Millennium with Peter, you know, African Peter. And he's like, you know, nobody want to see us together. Or he'll be like, you know, what's that, Timbaland song. He'll be like, drunk. I'm respected from California all the way to Japan. You know, or like, there was something else. Oh, promiscuous boy, do all that I want. And he like claps his hands and starts dancing in the break room. It's like really funny.
I love it.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's the best person to work with. It's always a life.
I want
day.
An African Peter.
You have one over here.
You're gonna get a lot of emails on that one.
Yeah, so you're gonna get picture emails on that one.
I have a South African Peter.
But you know what's funny though is like, you know, have you ever done this where like, you know,
what?
You know, no. I grew up seeing lots of different kinds of people living in Miami, but oh yeah, but you know, it's if you grew up seeing certain kinds of people, like white people or black people or whatever. And you don't really see a whole lot of and you don't really see a whole lot of other kinds of people, you know, people tend to look the same. So,
oh, it's for me.
What?
Thank you.
So, anyway,
the little Every time you open and close that, we hear it.
I know,
like
I know.
And I'm like... All right, you need
if
to go
I
back
do it faster,
and get on
make
Skype
a beat and be like,
you need to go back in the bedroom on your phone. We'll call you on Skype.
Oh. Anyway,
yes.
So Peter has this cousin named Valentino, and they're both like very, very, very black. You know, like not American black, not gangster. They're actual black people from Africa who are very black and not mixed in any way. So, and by the way,
and
they're cool. He and his family are very respectful, very normal, not gangster, not stereotypical, and they like and accept all different kinds of people. And I like them because they don't remind me of Americans. So, anyway, yeah, his cousin Valentino was in OCR, which was like our indoor suspension in high school, like 24 hours a day. And I was like, didn't you have like a, you know, like a thing in high school? Like, what was your thing? Because I guess Valentino got caught with like a gun or something at my high school, which totally negates my whole not gangster statement. I just said. But it wasn't like a gangster. He was like, I killed you, man. You know. So he was just that was Valentino. But anyway, I thought it was Peter, and he's like, oh no, that's my cousin. He bad. And it was like, oh, okay.
Super bad.
Yes. Did you just give him ISS for bringing a gun to school, or did he get kicked out?
Oh,
that was
later,
automatic.
But
suspension.
He was in OCR like all the time. You know.
I was just. That's what? Pretty lenient.
He was in what?
OCR. It's like indoor suspension.
Occasional kids crack. Okay.
Occasional crack kid. Resources.
Oh, awesome.
I love
no,
that.
In middle school, we called it CSI. That was the thing. It was CSI.
ISS.
I got ISS for receiving a blowjob in the bathroom.
For real?
Yeah, yeah, right. You were acting.
Uh-huh.
Were you really giving one?
Was it you giving the blowjob?
No.
Was it you giving yourself?
You were receiving a blowjob in the bathroom?
Yeah.
By a guy?
No. By a chick.
In the men's bathroom?
Yeah.
Did she look like a guy?
No.
You know what? It's really funny.
It was her?
No.
Oh.
I didn't know him then.
That doesn't mean
anything. I got an ISS for giving somebody a hand job in the bleachers during gym class.
Dude, that's like not indoor suspension. That's like, get out of my school, you're a fag. You know what I mean? Even if it's straight, you know? That's bad, dude.
I got a hand job in the hallway while like class change was going on.
Did you come that fast?
Yeah. She was really good.
Is that like a method of standard that we could use to describe your sexualness?
No, not normally, okay. But if I need to come quickly, I can.
Hot.
Ricky's ready.
Like, you know, if I'm in the middle of the hallway at school, like class change is occurring.
Right.
I can't say that my ISS reason was for that. Mine was for chewing gum in class.
Yeah, he's
and not taking the detention hall for it. And then like 8 months later, 2 days before school was out, they gave me ISS.
I got in trouble twice during my entire school career.
Mm-hmm.
One, I really should have been suspended. But I got ISS for 3 weeks.
Did it have anything to do with
anything?
Shit,
what'd you do?
I pushed a kid down the stairs because he punched me.
Oh, well, he deserved it.
And the other one was because I refused to wear a belt, and I got ISS for 2 days.
Were your pants hanging low?
No.
They have to wear
uniforms. They didn't have belt loops. And I was like, there's no fucking
stupid.
Belt loops.
Did you guys have
and because
uniforms?
I said there's no fucking belt loops, I got ISS.
Your school's crazy.
And that's the one that's... where you should have got like expelled or pushing the kids.
No, that would be Auburndale High School that I should have got.
Okay. Dude, the belt loop was Lake Gibson.
Yeah. Oh, that's nuts. I only got a week for the hand job, and I got like 3 weeks.
Dude, that doesn't make sense, dude. Sexual shit, that would be like...
I got a week
for the
job. 3 weeks for the elevator.
And it was awesome because everybody heard about it, so like everybody in ISS was like, dude.
Well, like the elevators... I went to Lake Region, which is...
He doesn't know.
You don't know. I went to Lake Region, and there's elevators. And if you knew the code, which was 1990, which was the day or like the year that the school was founded or something.
Of course.
No, that's 95.
It's always easy.
It would stop the elevator. So me and my boyfriend at the time.
So you're like,
Sean,
fire drill, huh?
Well, we'd stop the elevator and like every day during lunch, you know.
Yeah,
but
who cares?
Somebody started the elevator again.
Oh.
And I didn't get dressed fast enough, so, and it was Mr. White, the principal at the time, so. Dude, he just gave us like 3 weeks.
We had cameras and surveillance systems in my high school, so they saw everything and nobody got away. Well,
they
we got away with
in the elevator, and if they did, then somebody got a good show for like 4 weeks straight every day at like 11:30.
Some skeevy janitor's like,
ew. Let me get the turpentine.
He's like lubing his cock up with Lysol.
Yeah.
I don't
know
who that is, but
he's a big stone.
Gonna mop that floor, gonna Officer make it family. Sign, gonna clean that graffiti with turpentine.
My school was messed up, but it was fun.
My school didn't have any of that.
I got in trouble because...
Yeah, it did. You just didn't know about it.
No,
were you really good in high school?
It has a seedy underbelly.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, he got like good
shit. You don't hear about that shit when you're good.
No. You gotta be bad.
And I could almost want to like shoot my head off when I say this, but when I was like in 9th and 10th grade, I was a Christian.
No, it's cool. We've all fallen into that, like for a few minutes.
I went to Catholic school. Still fucked her.
Oh my god, you did that in Catholic school,
dude? That's where it goes down. That's where the drugs are.
School. I went to Catholic. Like, yeah, it was my
you can get some hard drugs in Catholic school.
Yeah, like Jesus crank.
Yeah, dude, try this.
No, Catholic school girls are dirty.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Dirty, that's why, skanky bitches.
That's why Britney Spears dressed up as one.
I'm not kidding.
My mom was raised devout Irish Catholic.
My mom Irish Catholic.
Was
she a dirty girl?
She claims she wasn't, but I can't fucking
believe
that.
I bet she was.
I think she was,
too. You're like, Mom, do I have to break out the Banner Sisters movie? Just seriously, yeah.
But she's like told me stories, you know, about how bad they were and all this crap. And what was really funny, though, is in my mom's senior year, she had the choice to go to the all-white Catholic school or the local public school, which was in Newark, New Jersey.
The armpit of America.
And she was like one of two white kids in the entire school.
Welcome in the public school.
Welcome to my childhood.
Yeah. But she was, you know, she was cool with it. My mom can get along with anybody.
Yeah, right on.
Which my is weird because she seems to hate everybody.
Dude, I got in trouble because not like the desks that were attached to chairs, but just like typical modern school chairs. If you flip them on their side and you bend them, it takes like no strength at all and the legs bend and break off. Because they get really hot. So what I would do is I would break off all the legs and then set up the chair to look like it was standing normal. And people would sit on them and break their fucking ass. It was so fucking funny. Or I would do one whole side because they have four legs. So I would do like two of the poles and they'd be like, bam, like into a desk. It was so fucking funny. And I kept one of them. I still have it. But I got like 5 days... In like the last 2 weeks of high school, they're like, "We're gonna expel you." I'm like, "Dude, I have C's, man. I'm passing." Bitch. I didn't like
See,
kill
Ricky's
anybody.
Like,
I just
Ricky's
broke
over
the
there, like, I don't,
they made me pay for the fucking chairs.
I don't know. Like, fuck, he is.
They're like, two of those chairs are $174. I'm like,
then you got ripped off.
You got ripped off.
Exactly.
It's like classic.
Look, I got a friend who can get you a pretty good deal.
Yeah, man.
Misty, what were you gonna say?
I don't know if anybody watched the Miss Universe pageant.
For real?
Yeah.
Right on.
I always watch it.
Miss USA, during the evening gown competition, slipped and busted her fucking ass. I mean, she fell right on her ass.
And the thing that they wear that's like Miss Phoenix or Miss New York, like did it break her?
No,
ruffle?
She wasn't wearing one.
Oh,
it was Miss Universe. So.
Did she break her water too? I don't know. I just
Miss Universe cannot be pregnant.
All right.
Or in porn, apparently.
Vanessa Williams was.
Damn it!
But then she was expelled. Vanessa Williams.
That's why they took her crown. That's from Miss America, I thought.
Yeah.
Whatever, it's
What's
all
the
same.
Difference.
No, you can't be important for any of them.
Wait, whoa, what? Miss America is like different states. Miss Universe is
the entire
whole
world.
And the universe.
Yeah, it's the entire universe.
It's just the
right,
world.
Right, but what are the titles that you get? Like Miss Russia, or is it Miss like Intelligence?
No, it'll be
or?
Like Miss Russia, you know, Miss...
Do they have them just for countries, or do they have them for like virtues, like
it's,
Miss
No, it's the country,
Miss Peaceful,
or it's the country.
You know, like Smurfs,
Miss
you know?
Japan one,
Miss Greedy,
she was so cute.
Miss Japan,
or Miss Smurfette.
But
you know?
The highlight of the Miss Universe pageant, because it was in Mexico,
like way at where in Mexico?
Somewhere down south.
It doesn't matter.
Mexico City, man. Total Recall.
That's so, what it's called, dude. When they
it's
announced,
not a tumor, it's a Miss America pageants.
When they announced the top five, when Mexico realized that Miss Mexico wasn't in the top five, they started booing and chanting crap.
How long did it take them to realize that, though?
Like, it took them a good
like
10
cinco
seconds.
Minutes.
Oh, I was gonna say like 45
so. Who was
minutes.
In the top five?
It was Miss Japan, Miss I think Brazil and Venezuela. Miss Korea and Miss USA.
Miss Korea. Oh, of course.
So, Brazil was gorgeous, though.
When Miss
yeah, Brazilian women.
They're hot.
Beautiful. When Miss USA got up to answer her question, you know how they have a judge ask a question? They booed her the entire time.
Dude, I'd be like, shut the hell up or we're going to throw burgers.
And then she should have said, I would like to thank President Bush for getting me all these boos. Well,
then later on, they were thanking like the governor of that area and like other people that helped set it up in Mexico. And then they thanked Donald Trump, and he got booed.